So, Sally-Anne, what is the community management organisation that's going to be happening in Chilmington Green then?
So, Chilmington Green is a different development. It's going to be set apart from other developments that we've seen in Ashford before. And a key part of that is about the creation of a community management organisation, which will adopt all the community assets, such as play areas, allotments, sports pitches. Those facilities that you would expect to see in a community will be adopted by a charitable company. And the idea is that the CMO will manage them to a higher quality than the residents would typically expect, and also invest in community development. So it's not just about providing the physical infrastructure, it's about building a community that is sustainable, has a voice, and has control over its own community assets.
It sounds like we're really going back to basics here in terms of, like you say, creating that community vibe. How's that going to be created, do you think?
So we've just developed a first community development strategy, an early community development strategy, which will take us through the next 3 years. We're in quite an unusual phase in terms of where we are with the development, in that the developers are still going through certain planning aspects. But obviously there's no new residents in situ yet, but we do have quite a large number, a few hundred people who live in and around Chilmington Green already. Brisley Farm, Singleton, the Hamlet itself, and those other dwellings that are on the periphery. And we need to make sure that they are engaged and involved and empowered to help create this community too. So that's what the early community development strategy will do. And that'll get us to a point where we will have probably a few hundred residents by the time the end of that strategy, at the end of 2020, when the new community itself will be able to have much more of a say in what happens next and where they want their community to go next.
So what's the kind of engagement that you're looking for from people around the area? What do they kind of need to have about them to be involved in this?
There's a whole wide range of different things that people could get involved in. It could be at a participatory level that they just want to come along to. It might be, we don't know yet, but it could be a parent and toddler group, or maybe a new allotment society that might spring up if that's what residents want. So there could be on a participatory level. There could be people that want to get involved and set up a club or a new society or a new group. Or not too long a period, there will be a trustee seat on the community management organisation for a resident. So they might want to get involved at a more strategic level, if you like, in terms of helping shape what comes forward in that sense. So there are so many different opportunities that come forward. We want the residents to help shape those. We don't know what they are in detail yet, because we don't want to dictate to the community what they have in their community, if that makes sense.